Hey friends, welcome to Unpolished But Called, episode 4, Faith Without the Feeling, When God is Quiet and Life is Loud. I'm Catherine Schaefer, Canadian author, Christ follower, and professional or thinker of everything holy and ordinary. This podcast is where we unpack the beautiful mess of faith with equal parts scripture, sarcasm, and snacks. If you're new here, this is not the place for polished theology or perfect answers. This is where we meet God in real life chaos and maybe laugh a little while we're at it. So let's start here. I once stood in my kitchen at 11:43 p.m. waiting for the kettle to boil and wondering if God had forgotten where I lived. I don't say that as some poetic metaphor. I mean it literally. I was standing there, staring at the ceiling like it owed me an explanation, whispering, "Okay, but are you even paying attention?" And the heavens were, well, not declaring much of anything. Silence. Not the peaceful kind either. The awkward, static-filled kind that makes you start second-guessing whether you left the spiritual stove on. Now here's the thing. I didn't lose my faith. I just misplaced the feeling. And apparently, those aren't the same thing. Nobody tells you when you first come to faith, especially later in life when you're already carrying 10 suitcases of skepticism and a wallet full of receipts from all your own failed solutions, that sometimes this walk with God feels a little like wandering through IKEA without a map. You keep bumping into things, you're not sure how you got into the rug section, and there's a vague promise of Swedish meatballs at the end, but no real direction on how to get there. You'd think the God of the universe would at least slap a divine GPS on the journey. You know, in 300 meters, take a left at Psalm 23, then continue straight through the valley of the shadow of death, ignoring all your feelings and bad coping habits. But instead, what we get most days is silence. And here's where I want to sit with you for a while today. Not in the noise of theology, but in the silence of experience. Because faith without the feeling is a very real, very frustrating, very faith-building place to live. Let's just acknowledge something up front. Feelings are fantastic, until they're not. They're wonderful when they roll in like a revival tent full of hope and joy and hallelujahs. But when they pack up and move to Mexico for the winter, you're left shivering in a spiritual snowstorm with nothing but your flimsy little mustard seed and a lukewarm devotional you read 2 weeks ago. And if you're anything like me, your first instinct is to panic and assume you've done something wrong. Did I sin? Did I miss the memo? Did I forget to read Leviticus again? Is this divine punishment for that time I stole a chocobar in 1993? Or worse, maybe God's just tired of your questions. Maybe he's moved on to someone more spiritually interesting. Someone who doesn't cry when the microwave beeps too loudly or scream into a pillow during tax season. But here's the uncomfortable truth I'm learning. Slowly, stubbornly, God's silence isn't always a no. Sometimes it's just a trust fall. Not the kind they do at corporate retreats with Brenda from HR, catching you in her jazzercise arms. No, this kind of trust fall comes without warning and often lands you face down in the mud with mascara running and your hair in a pineapple bun of despair. And still, God is there, silent, but present. There's this one line in King James, simple underlined by the breath of 1,000 tired saints before us. We walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. I'll add, not by vibes either. Because if we only followed Jesus when the playlist hit and the coffee was right and the sermon confirmed our Enneagram number, we'd be riding a spiritual roller coaster with no safety bar. Sometimes faith is loud and full of goosebumps. Other times, it's quiet, gritty, and not at all photogenic. It doesn't post well on Instagram. You can't filter it. You can't slap a worship lyric over it and call it healed. But that's the kind of faith that holds. The kind that survives Tuesdays. That kind that gets up anyway. And look, I get the appeal of emotional faith. It's addictive, like spiritual caffeine. But what we need more than caffeine is calcium. Faith that makes bones out of brittle days. That fortifies us when the music stops. That holds us upright even when the feeling takes a sabbatical and forgets to tell you where it's going. There's a strange comfort in realizing that we're not alone in this. Even the so-called spiritual giants, the Moses and the Elijahs, and the I'm not crying, you're crying psalmists, had their moments of feeling ghosted by God. David, a man after God's own heart, once asked in Psalm 13, how long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? That sounds suspiciously like someone pacing the kitchen at 11:43 p.m., doesn't it? And yet, here's the kicker. David kept going. He kept praying. He kept writing songs. He kept trusting, even when God felt as emotionally available as a wet sock. Faith isn't always loud. Sometimes it's just choosing not to quit. It's brushing your teeth, doing the dishes, whispering a shaky thank you in the dark, and not giving up, even when the heavens feel as responsive as a broken vending machine. Sometimes God is quiet because he's listening. Sometimes he's quiet because he's trusting you to walk with what he already gave you. And sometimes he's quiet because he knows silence is where the roots grow deepest. I know, it sounds like something you'd find on a throw pillow at a Christian bookstore, but it's also just true. So, if today your faith feels flimsy, if the goosebumps are gone, if your prayer feels like they're bouncing off the ceiling and smacking you in the face on the way down, congratulations, my friend. You're probably doing just fine. Because faith without feeling still counts. In fact, it might count more. God isn't grading your spiritually on emotional output. He's not impressed with your volume. He's not sitting up in heaven like Simon Cowell waiting for your perfect pitch. He's just with you, quietly, steadily, always. You don't have to feel it to believe it. You don't have to feel it to live it. And you sure don't have to feel it to keep going. So, keep going. You're not doing it wrong. You're just walking by faith. Thanks for spending time with me today on Unpolished But Called. If this episode felt like it met you in the middle of your mess, awesome. That's exactly where faith shows up. If you want more encouragement, sarcasm, and wildly unfiltered thoughts on faith and life, make sure you subscribe, share this episode, and check out my latest book. You can find all the details at katherineschaefer.com and wherever fine spiritually frazzled books are sold. Keep showing up, even when you don't feel like it. God's not done with you yet, not even close. Catch you on the next episode. God bless.